With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden trying to reassure worried Democrats after his shocking debate appearance. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A day after delivering what even many Democrats said was a disastrous debate performance, the president acknowledged it wasn't his best moment. He told a crowd of supporters that he's not a young man anymore.
I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
That was a reference to Donald Trump's multiple false or questionable claims at Thursday's debate. With some Democrats worried about Biden on the ticket, the president said he's getting back up after getting knocked down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, deep concern is growing among some Democratic officials that leaders inside of Joe Biden's campaign and the DNC generally are not taking enough concern about what happened at the debate. DNC Chairman Jamie Harrison did not acknowledge Mr. Biden's terrible showing or the avalanche of criticism followed during a Saturday afternoon call with DNC members across the country. He also refused to take any questions. Political commentator Matt Continetti says he was taken aback last week by comments from the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. that criticized Israel.
What we need is a U.N. ambassador who stands up for Israel, who stands up for America, who stands up for the principles of freedom and democracy, which are only represented in the Middle East in the Jewish state of Israel, and to stand up for the Jewish people.
Continetti says observing the world body's word and action since the October 7th attack makes him think it's now an anti-Semitic organization. Continetti on the Salem Radio Network. French President Emmanuel Macron has voted in the first round of surprise elections he called just 3 weeks ago. The voting will continue throughout today and then later. This is SRN News. A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase of more than 80% in incidents last year, with well over half of the total coming after Muslim terrorists attacked Israel last October. The RIAS group recorded nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic attacks in Germany in 2023, ranging from anti-Jewish comments to outright physical assaults. That compared with about 2,600 in 2022. Amongst the incidents that occurred after Hamas' devastating assault on Israel was an attack on a synagogue in Berlin, which caused widespread alarm. A judge has struck down a Montana law that defines sex as only male or female, finding it was technically unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shane Venata ruled that the statute, passed last year, violated the state constitution because the description of the legislation didn't clearly state its purpose. Transgender and non-binary plaintiffs challenged the law, saying it denies them legal recognition. This is SRN News. A sad story out of Texas.
A driver has been convicted in the deaths of eight people struck by an SUV at a crowded bus stop outside a migrant shelter and sentenced to 60 years in prison. Texas jury convicting 35-year-old George Alvarez on Friday. Authorities say Alvarez lost control of his vehicle after running a red light in May of 2023 in Brownsville. Authorities say he also had cocaine in his system. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 30th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including iconic Olympic track champion Billy Mills, 86 years old today. Oceanographer Robert Ballard is 82. Jazz musician Stanley Clarke has 73 candles on his birthday cake, while actor Vincent D'Onofrio turns 65 and boxer Mike Tyson is 58. This is SRN News.